It's homecoming at Montezuma High School on 1410 KGRN. We're talking to the Montezuma Homecoming Court, and Katie Reynolds joins us now. And Katie, how's it feel to be on the court this year?
It's really fun. It makes homecoming week that more exciting. Like, being with our friends and just being involved in everything is super fun.
Awesome. And what's your favorite part about homecoming week?
For me, I think that it'd be the game, because everyone gets really excited, and it's a lot more interesting to be there because we get, like, announced at halftime, and, you know, the energy from everyone is just crazy. A lot of people come back in who are, like, alumni, and so I get to see some old friends. Like, my brother sometimes comes back, so it's always really fun.
Awesome. And so you like, cheer like crazy during the football games.
Yeah. The four quarters are really intense. And, you know, eight-man football is a pretty big scoring game. So on homecoming, just to beat the other team, even if you don't really know who it is, it's really fun. Yeah.
Okay. So tell me about yourself, all the activities, sports you're involved with.
Right now I'm involved in volleyball, in track, dance team, and softball.
Okay. What else do you do during the year?
Outside of that, I'm in National Honor Society and Student Council, so those are always fun. Like, Student Council, we get kind of the background of homecoming, getting to plan everything. So when you're not in sports, it gives you something else to do.
Okay. What's that like when you get together to plan homecoming? Kind of cool to be involved in the whole planning process.
Yeah. So it's, like, really hectic because we have to kind of do the decor, and we get to plan the HOCO games and themes and everything. And National Honor Society is the one that plans the lip sync, which is huge for us, which it's this year it's video again, just safety reasons, but it's always really fun to be the one that puts it on.
Okay. So when is the lip sync?
It's Tuesday, and basically what we do this year, it's a little bit different. We watch videos of everyone's performances during the week. You are to get together with whatever group you want, whether it's volleyball or class, and we all watch the videos and vote on who we think was the most entertaining, or however you want to say that.
Okay, so it's a little bit less pressure because you're just videotaping a lip sync thing.
Yeah, the downside is that it's not live, so you can't, you know, get the laughter and everything.
Spontaneous.
Yeah, but the upside to it is, you know, if you take a video, you can record yourself as many times as you want. It's not live, so there's upsides and downsides to it, but I think it will still be fun.
So how many lip syncs are you going to do?
I'm involved in the senior lip sync, and then the homecoming court, all of us do one. We still have yet to plan it, so I'm curious how that's going to look, but and then the student council always puts one on.
Okay. Tell me about volleyball.
It's going really good. I definitely think we have a good thing going. We have four kind of returning starters, which are the seniors, and then we have been mixing in some of the underclassmen, so I think that they've taken up a good role in, like, filling, like, Dylan and Ash were our main hitters last year, and I think Izzy and Callie have done a great job of that. I think that we're going to see a lot of, like, good conference play, but hopefully we stay at the top of it. Like, that's one of our main goals, is to be conference champs.
Okay. That's a good goal to have.
Yeah.
Do you have, like, a favorite sport that you're involved in a lot of sports?
Yeah. I definitely want to – track is probably my favorite. I definitely want to pursue that a little bit. And I think that was kind of inspired by my brother and my family. But, yeah, I love volleyball and I love softball, but track is definitely my favorite.
Okay. Tell me about your family.
So I have an older brother named Nolan, and he's at Central. He runs track. It's his junior year, and he's really enjoying it. And that's, like, some workplace I've been looking as well. My mom and dad, Steve and Chastine, they're always really supportive and are at all my games. And then we have a new addition, which is my dog Lulu, and she always she comes along with us to a lot of places. Like, our volleyball tournaments on the weekend, we don't want to leave her home, so we just bring her, you know, we have her in the car and we let her out literally all the time. Like, anytime that we're not playing, we're with the dog. So it's it's really fun, and she brought a new addition to our family for sure.
That's great. So what do you want to do after you graduate?
I'm definitely looking into pharmacy school at Iowa or Drake. Otherwise, I do want to pursue track maybe at some place like Central or Warburg or German State, like anything, honestly. I need to find a mix of that, but the end goal is really pharmacy school.
Okay. And if you could meet any celebrity, anybody beyond your wildest dreams, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Oh, gosh. Well, we're really into football season right now, so I know it's not like a typical teenage girl celebrity pick, but I definitely would want to meet Patrick Mahomes. We're big Chiefs fans at our house. So, and honestly, it's more his wife than I love Brittany or his fiance, Brittany Matthews. She's really cool, and I always follow her along. So they're a little couple in the NFL that I would love to meet. and go to one of their games. I love the Chiefs games.
Awesome. Well, Katie, it's great visiting with you. Enjoy homecoming and best of luck in the future. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Katie Reynolds with us here. It's the homecoming interviews at Montezuma on 1410 KGRN.